To your point about the internet, almost every homegrown Al-Qaeda-inspired extremist that we've seen in the United States over the past 5 to 6 years has really been affected quite significantly by English-speaking extremist preachers online. The most notable one is Anwar Al-Awlaki, but there are others throughout the world. And learning how to build the bombs, kind of being attracted to this really virulent ideology which so skews Islam is relatively common. And I think magazines put out by organizations like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a magazine known as Inspire, and other places that you can learn to make these bombs, this really is the path that many homegrown extremists have taken, and unfortunately we've seen it again, I would guess.
And Joy, today the other motivational element added to the mix was the American invasion of Afghanistan and then Iraq.
Right, and we also learned that the older brother was a devotee of the Alex Jones website and conspiracy theory InfoWars. So you have this combination of sort of radical ideology, increasing religiosity, but also buying into a lot of conspiracy theories. 9/11 trutherism apparently was a part of the mix. So yeah, it's not just websites that are put out by terrorists overseas or, you know, terror organizations overseas. It's also conspiracy theorizing right here in the U.S. So it is a pretty scary combination.
Michael,